This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Poland Wednesday to thank his ally and meet Ukrainians who sought refuge there. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Volodymyr Zelensky is in Warsaw for a visit meant to thank a key ally and meet with some of his own people who found refuge in the neighboring nation. Zelensky's visit comes at a time of rising anger among Polish farmers who say that Ukrainian grain that has entered Poland has created a glut and caused prices to fall. Zelensky is to be welcomed by Poland's president and prime minister. Warsaw has been a key ally for Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion last year, welcoming refugees and becoming a hub for humanitarian aid and weapons to transit into Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 25-year-old man burst into a preschool in southern Brazil and killed four children with a hatchet-like weapon Wednesday before turning himself into police. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva condemned the attack as monstrous. Police said the attacker wounded four other children at the private preschool known as the Good Shepherd Center in the city of Blumenau. Police said he then rode a motorcycle to a state police station and handed himself in. The attack comes nearly a week after a 13-year-old student stabbed a teacher to death and injured five others in Sao Paulo. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will not appeal a judge's ruling that requires him to testify to a grand jury about conversations he had with former President Donald Trump leading up to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol building. This comes from a spokesman for Pence on Wednesday. In a March ruling, the judge also said Pence can still decline to answer questions related to January 6. The Pence spokesman said in a statement Wednesday that Pence's argument